A group in North Idaho says they're tired of the Democrat versus Republican national drama. For the last few years, Republicans have been trying to make local races more partisan. Now, a group called Balance North Idaho is fighting back. Its slate of candidates won big in Tuesday's election. Jessica Robinson reports from Coeur d'Alene.
Balance North Idaho had candidates in four city council races and both mayoral contests in Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls. The president of the Political Action Committee, Eden Ergens, says election night was tense.
It's 9 o'clock, it's 9:05, it's 9:10, and then the first results came out, and you have never heard more cheering, ever.
All of Balance North Idaho's candidates won. Ergens and others started this campaign because, she says, Republicans were trying to stack school boards, hospital district boards, and other local positions with ideological party members.
We started this to try to impact it, but I, honest to God, didn't think we were going to come in like this.
This is the group's second election, and the second time most or all of its moderate, independent, and even left-leaning candidates have been elected in nonpartisan races. Ergens is a Republican. But she says races this local should be decided on qualifications, not ideology.
It makes no sense to me that you would just put your hat on one little letter, the R or the D. What are you? We want depth of people. We want people that care. We don't care what their party affiliation is.
And how did Republican activists read the results?
It couldn't have gone any worse. I have to tip my hat to the Balance North Idaho candidates. It was very impressive.
Ron Lahr is one of the founders of Kootenai County Reagan Republicans, the group that started backing local candidates in 2009. It was the same year the Idaho Republican Party Central Committee urged members to start getting more involved in nonpartisan city races. Lahr says North Idaho leans Republican, so it makes sense it would have Republicans running local government.
Another name for nonpartisan races is low-information races. The party identification is a relevant piece of information because it's a predictor of how people are going to act when they're in office.
Lahr says once the election results are finalized, the Reagan Republicans will sift through the numbers and reevaluate their strategy for the next go-round. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.